You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm your host, William Cooper, tonight coming to you directly from Waco, Texas. Following the Randy Weaver episode, I predicted that the next target would be a larger, most probably a religious group. And I was right. When Branch Davidian was attacked, I stated that unless the American people rise up and stop this debacle, that they would all be killed, and they were. I further predicted that if they get away with this, it will escalate across the country, and the Constitution will be no more. President Clinton confirmed my prediction on April the 22nd when he said in a speech, quote, "If anyone is thinking of joining a cult, or if you are a member of a cult, take this as a warning," unquote. Folks, you're next. and the search for the truth continues in Waco, Texas. CAGI is here in force, folks. I'm here heading up a task force of our more experienced and our longtime investigative team members who usually do this kind of thing for a career. We are covering Waco, Texas and the surrounding countryside like a net. And nothing is going to escape our attention. I guarantee that. We have already uncovered a series of lies that began well before February the 28th, when the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms led their abortive and disastrous raid upon the church known as Branch Davidian. We're going to let you in on some of our findings during this broadcast. And I'm telling you right now, folks, this is the last series of warnings that I can issue. I will continue broadcasting. I will continue bringing you information as long as there is life in my body. But this is the very last series of warnings that I can bring you. For the Constitution, for all intents and purposes, is already dead and buried, along with the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and everything else that this country was founded upon. We have discovered a pattern of operation by federal agencies that tells us that they scrapped the Constitution of the United States of America a long time ago. And unless we stand up now as one united body of human beings across this country to reinstate that Constitution and that Bill of Rights, round up all the traitors in this country, put them behind bars and try them for treason, this country is no more. Is no more. You see, I thought, and many others thought, that the Constitution was at least up there figuratively, that they had not really trashed it as of yet. Well, I was wrong, folks. What we have discovered here in Waco, Texas, is that there is no Constitution, no Bill of Rights, no protection for individual liberties, and probably has not been for some time. So stay tuned. What you're going to hear tonight is going to amaze you. It's going to anger you. I hope it will spur you finally to some kind of action, and if this doesn't, nothing will. If this doesn't, nothing will. And if the American people don't take action against this kind of thing ever happening again, if they don't reinstate the Constitution and the Bill of Rights now, after this, then I'm not going to keep up any pretense any longer that we're going to somehow magically save ourselves, because if this does not stir America to action, nothing will. Nothing. There will be no action. And all this talk about patriots rising up and making sure that the Constitution stands is just talk. Hot air coming from a lot of bullshitters all around this country. Because if it doesn't happen now, it's never, ever going to happen, folks. If it doesn't happen now, it tells me that the New World Order has solidified so much of a propaganda advantage over the minds of the American people that the cause is already lost. It's a foregone conclusion that the New World Order will be the power. Will be the power. When the President of the United States can make the statements that he is making, when a Senator, Deacon Feeney from Arizona, can make the statements that he made on Larry King Live the other night, when the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Justice Department, and the White House can make the American people listen to, and believe the tremendous series of lies that they have perpetrated against the church known as Branch Davidian and against the Constitution and the American people, if they can do that. And if the American people can't even begin to see through it, even though every lie that they have told from the beginning, they have reneged on, they have changed, they have proven themselves that they have been lying without any investigation by anyone, even being needed to begin with, if they can pull all that off, then the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, is no more. The American people are farther gone than I ever believed in my wildest dreams, and this country is history. History. The New World Order is an established fact and is so powerful, both in its propaganda arm and in its police state, and in the fear that it is able to engender amongst the American people, that it's all over. All over. If all of those things that I have just outlined are true, it's all over, and anyone who tells you otherwise is a dreamer. A dreamer. And anybody who tells you that they're ready to stand up and protect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights by force of arms or any other means is a liar. Because they would have already done it. Now, we've looked all over Waco, Texas, folks, and the only people who have shown up here have been a very, very small handful of patriots. Very small. The majority of people who have shown up here and who are doing real work to uncover the truth are CAGI members, members of the Citizens Agency for Joint Intelligence, and everybody else who has shown up here in Waco because of the debacle, the destruction of the church known as Branch Davidian and the murder of its members. And make no mistake about it, they were murdered, burned alive. All of these people who have shown up have been thrill seekers, curiosity satisfiers, people with a morbid curiosity, people who wanted to see the place where the false Jesus met his rightful end. In short, folks, stupid, despicable sheeple that have no conception of what this is really all about. Don't even understand that just because those people who attended the church known as Branch Davidian believed a different doctrine, a different religion than the rest of us, that was no reason that they should be hounded, persecuted, arrested, or murdered. And many, many other things that, because of what I want to impart to you, I'm not going to go into any further. So stay tuned, folks. You're going to get an earful in the next 45 minutes. Well, I bet that got your attention. At least I hope it did. Hope it got your attention. Because I want to tell you right now about our sponsor, Swiss America Trading. As you know, folks, a fire, WWCR, burned to the ground, and that caused us to have to move. But I didn't know where to go. I don't know anything about radio. I was lucky to ever find out about WWCR, to tell you the truth. When my friends at Swiss America Trading heard about the fire, they went right to work, finding us another place to broadcast. Within just a matter of hours, a new station, this station that we're on, WRNO, out of Louisiana, was found, thus making it possible for this program to continue to get the truth out to the world. Now, the people of Swiss America Trading stand behind this program, and I want you to stand behind them. After all, this program would not exist today, probably, if it had not been for the people at Swiss America Trading. Swiss America Trading deals in protecting you, their clients, through non-confiscatable, non-reportable hard assets. Now, you've heard me inform you about the trouble this country is in, both politically and financially. The time, folks, to act is now. Call the experts at Swiss America Trading at 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. And have them show you how to protect yourself. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. And mention my name, William Cooper, for a free newsletter on protecting your future. And the information in this newsletter, folks, is well worth the call. There's no obligation for that. And by protecting your future, of course, you're keeping the future of this program and freedom for the world alive. Call today, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. It's a chiller here in Waco, Texas, folks. Kaji is here en masse, continuing to dig for the truth. And we're slowly digging it out. For instance, folks, did you recently hear the head of the Federal Bureau of Investigations state that they had no idea that these people might be considering suicide? Well, don't let this throw you, because they did not commit suicide, folks. That's not even in the ballpark. But he made that statement. He said they did not even consider committing that they would commit suicide. However, the very first press release that was given to the public on February the 28th, 1993, was that the compound known as Branch Davidian, the church known as Branch Davidian, they call it compound out here so much, every press conference I go to, they call it the compound, that we find ourselves calling it the compound. That's how brainwashing works. You repeat something over and over again enough to the American people, including me, including you, including everybody, and we find ourselves parroting what we've heard. I make a conscious effort not to do it, and still it comes out. This is how it works. This is how it works, folks. Now, they said in the beginning, on February the 28th, that the reason that they raided the church known as Branch Davidian was because they had received information from a cult member, quote, cult, unquote, from a foreign country, who lived in a foreign country, that David Koresh and all of his followers were getting ready to commit mass suicide. Now, that was their first lie, because that's not why they raided the church known as Branch Davidian in the first place. When the raid failed, and they had invited many members of the press, they had made sure that television cameras were set up, that there were satellite relays that were going to show their success, broadcast their success to the world. But it didn't work. They suffered 4 dead and 16 wounded and retreated in total, utter disgrace. Well, they had to tell the world something. Immediately, they sealed the warrants. The warrants were sealed so that the public could not get their hands on the warrants or tell what the real purpose of the raid was. And then they began their series of lies, the first of which was that they had received a report through the State Department from a member of Branch Davidian who lived in a foreign country that David Koresh and all of his followers were going to commit mass suicide. It was a lie. No such mass suicide was ever contemplated. According to everyone that we have talked to here in Waco, Texas, which has included several of the survivors, and you heard our hour-long interview with Rita Riddle. Now, as I said, that, folks, was only the beginning. We then began to hear rampant rumors of child abuse, of promiscuity, that David Koresh had as many as 7 or 8 wives, that he had something like 20-some-odd children from these wives, all of it untrue. Now, we know that this had been set up a long time beforehand, and we know this because at the time that the raid took place, they were just completing a set that they were building in the state of Oklahoma where they were going to film a major motion picture about the church known as Branch Davidian, and that motion picture was just finished. They just finished the filming of it on a set built in Oklahoma. We know that the local Waco newspaper, the Herald Tribune, began running a series of stories condemning David Koresh and the church known as Branch Davidian. And the first series began on that morning, Sunday, February the 28th. They told us that the only person that they were really and truly after was David Koresh. Yet they raided the church when all the members were present on a Sunday morning when they were at their Bible study. They knew that there were over 100 people present in that building when they raided it with guns drawn, with black jackets, black uniforms. Began breaking out windows, throwing ladders up against the building, and then began indiscriminately shooting into the windows and in through the walls. When David Koresh stuck half of his body out the door, and this is confirmed by many, many witnesses that we have talked to, David Koresh actually stuck his body out the door and tried to get them to stop. He yelled, "There are women and children inside." He was then shot. He ran inside, fell to the floor, got up, and then was shot again. These are the reports that we have firsthand from people who were at the scene and inside the church. There were no 50 caliber machine guns, folks. If there were, many more federal agents would have been killed. Their vehicles would have been destroyed. They would not have been able to drive those cattle trucks out of there. And I'm going to tell you now, I fought in Vietnam. Every Vietnam veteran who knows anything about machine guns knows this. A 50 caliber machine gun has an effective range of 2,000 yards, which is 1 mile. 2,000 yards, folks, 1 nautical mile. That's a long way. It has a maximum range of 6,000 yards, which is 3 nautical miles. Now, the difference between maximum range and maximum effective range is this. At the maximum effective range of 2,000 yards, a man who knows how, or woman if you will, who is trained and knows how to fire a 50 caliber machine gun can hit his target and the weapon is effective. Beyond that range, it is questionable whether the target can be hit or not. It depends upon a lot of factors. I have seen good machine gunners hit targets as far away as 2 miles using tracers. Now, that's what a good machine gunner can do. Now, we know because of the low number of casualties suffered by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and the federal forces in general, and the nature of those casualties, as described to us by the county coroner, that no 50 caliber machine gun was used. Now, there is a 50 caliber machine gun that is legally owned by American citizens. Actually, under the Constitution, any weapon can be legally owned by American citizens, but as they've corrupted the law, the only 50 caliber weapon that can be legally owned by American citizens now, according to their corrupted law, is a single shot. Now, I don't know if Branch Davidian had a single shot 50 caliber machine gun in their possession or not, but I do know this, ladies and gentlemen, according to the nature of the wounds of those who were killed and wounded on the side of the government forces, no 50 caliber weapon of any kind was used. We know by looking at the vehicles of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the trucks that pulled the cattle cars that took them in there, and the other vehicles and their tanks, there were no marks of any kind that could have been attributed to anything even remotely resembling a large caliber, such as a 50 caliber machine gun. None at all, folks. That is a lie. Now, I was present at the press conference just yesterday when we were allowed to go up much closer and peer through binoculars and use our cameras to photograph the rubble, the remains of what was the church known as Branch Davidian. When some of the members of the press saw pipes and straight what appeared to be pipes or some kind of metal rebar, something sticking up out of the rubble, they asked what that was, and the federal agents there told us that those were the barrels of 50 caliber machine guns trained outward from the compound. Now, folks, again, I fought in Vietnam. I looked through my binoculars. I looked through my powerful lens of my camera. And what I saw were plumbing pipes, what appeared to be wiring conduit. I did not see any barrels of any guns, not 50 caliber, not 22, not BB guns, not 30 caliber, not any kind of gun barrels whatsoever did I see. They blatantly lied to us, thinking that all of us members of the press would not know what it was that we were looking at. They were not gun barrels. We were also told, again, the repeated lie, often told, that many of the bodies had been found with gunshot wounds in their head. And we were told that this signified that they either committed suicide or were murdered to keep them from running away from the fire. The county coroner has since stated that this is a lie, that not one single body has been recovered with a gunshot wound, period. And the lies continue. Don't go away, folks. We've got to take a short break. I'll be right back after this pause. Hello, folks. This is William Cooper for Swiss America Trading Corporation. Now, if you followed my broadcast for any length of time, you know I've been bringing you news of the world without sponsorship for quite a long time. In part, I've been leery of allowing just any corporation to buy time on my show. I'm now proud to announce a new alliance. Swiss America Trading Corporation and myself are committed to preparing my listening audience for the upcoming economic trauma, and make no mistake about it, it's coming. For over 11 years, Swiss America has been supplying over 10,000 clients with hard assets and constant information on how best to protect those assets. For a limited time, folks, interested listeners can receive a complimentary newsletter, but only if you mention my name, William Cooper, and ask for the information on, quote, protecting your future, unquote. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646 today, and invest the time it takes to read one of the most important publications of our times. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. You won't regret it. Here in Waco, Texas, we have been digging constantly to bring you the truth of what happened here. And we found out some things that we need to bring to your attention so that you will know. There have been, in the past, many allegations of child abuse against the church known as Branch Davidian, and against David Koresh, but not just David Koresh, against the church in general. The social welfare people here in Waco, Texas, have been out to the church called Branch Davidian on many occasions investigating child abuse charges. The local police officials and the local sheriff have also been investigating the allegations of child abuse at the church known as Branch Davidian, and in every single investigation that has been conducted by all of these different people, not one single substantiated case of child abuse has ever been brought forward. Not once. All of the people here in Waco, Texas, who have had anything to do with David Koresh, tell us that he has never claimed to be Jesus Christ. Never. Now, we have a copy of his business card, but it was a business card that he used in Pomona, California, to promote a recording operation that he had, or a recording production company in partnership with another man. On this business card, it has the word Messiah written in large letters. It is Messiah Productions, owned and operated by David Koresh and his then partner, whom, because he's not involved in this current fiasco, we're not going to mention his name over the air, because he doesn't need 5 million people hounding him for the rest of his life simply because he knew David Koresh one point in his life and had a small recording production company with David Koresh. He has, after all, committed no crime. And in fact, neither has David Koresh. We have found, folks, now listen to this very carefully, for when the Justice Department, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation throw this out to you, you need to know this. I personally have talked to the Sheriff's Department personnel here in this county, and they have told me that at one time they had every single one of the weapons that were at the Branch Davidian Church in their possession, investigating the Branch Davidian Church and David Koresh for possession of illegal weapons. They told me that not one single weapon was illegal or even close to being illegal, and every single weapon was returned to the church. Now, I hope you understand the implications of all of this, folks. Number one, the initial attempt at the government to get us to believe that they raided the church known as Branch Davidian because they had heard from some foreign informant that they were all going to commit mass suicide is a lie. And even if it were true, the federal government would not have had any jurisdiction whatsoever. If all the incidents of child abuse were true, and now this is what Janet Reno says that they originally raided the Branch Davidian compound for, was because allegations and rumors of massive child abuse. Well, even if it were true, folks, even if it were true, the federal government had no jurisdiction. It would have been a local matter. The local authorities had already investigated both the allegations of illegal weapons and child abuse and found that there were no substantiation for either one of those charges. Period. So just what was it that the federal government was doing at Branch Davidian? What were they there for? Well, let me tell you this. The people that I have met so far here who are attached to the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms exhibit no interest, no care, no concern whatsoever for anyone who has so far been killed, either on the government side or members of the Church of Branch Davidian. They are haughty, arrogant, strutting little roosters is the best word that I can conjure up at the moment. And that's what they do best, strut.
We have photographs that we'll be making available of some of these people so that you can see what they look like in their uniforms. And by the way, the BATF has ATF written on the back of their uniforms, not on the front. So anyone seeing them coming at their dwelling, yelling and screaming and firing and throwing up ladders, would have no idea who these people were. And I have to tell you, folks, if it happened at my home, I too would take up arms against them, for I would not know whether I was under attack by the Russians, by a bunch of bandits, by a bunch of Looney Tunes survivalists, or by the BATF. And when you see a bunch of armed men running at you shooting, it's not the time to ask who they are. It's the time to defend yourself. And that's exactly what those people in that church did. Now, I've examined the videotapes. I've listened to the press conferences. I have talked personally to these people. And I've gone even further than that. I've followed these people. I know where they're staying in town. I followed them to breakfast and sat in the booth next to them and listened. I followed them to a popular drinking location here in Waco, Texas called Kelly's, which is a new one. It's not in the phone book, which caused me no end of consternation trying to find it until I saw a billboard advertising it, because I had heard from their own mouths that this is where they like to go and drink. So I would make it a practice to go to Kelly's every night and sit and just keep my mouth shut and listen. And these men are arrogant braggarts who have no concern for the Constitution or individual rights. They are proud of what they have done. They set out to destroy that church and to kill all those people, and that's exactly what they have done. And I warned you that they would do that, didn't I? And I was right. And I'm telling you now that if this isn't nipped in the bud now, right now, this instant, it's all over. I have been personally threatened by these people. Let me tell you the atmosphere that exists here in Waco, Texas. Number one, the local citizenry are not saddened by the fact that all those people died. All the protestations to the contrary by the mayor of Waco, Texas, on the national news media to the contrary, they just flat don't give a damn. None of them ever did, and none of them do now. They go about their business every day as if nothing has happened. Out near the compound on 340, there's a hill. From the top of this hill to the side of the road, you can see the remains of the Church of Branch Davidian. You can just barely see it, but you can see it. If you drive around on the roads and circle this whole area outside of the roadblocks and the checkpoints, and you get downwind, you can smell the burnt building. You can smell the ashes. And overlying that burnt smell is the sweet smell of death that only combat veterans or people who have been around death very much would recognize. It's a sweet, sticky smell. And it can be covering miles downwind and can be clearly smelled by anyone with a normal nose. After dark, it is possible, and we have penetrated all the way to the site without being detected in that, and have obtained photographs. We did nothing illegal. We disturbed nothing. We did not touch anything. We did not challenge anyone. Period. I learned very well my lessons from Vietnam, and I'm able to still apply them at this time. It was our intention, if they had not burned these people alive, on Monday. It was our intention, and we were actively looking for a helicopter pilot with guts. It was our intention to fly in by helicopter and go into the compound and record the story of everyone in there and then exit, getting those recorded messages out to the world. Well, we waited a little bit too long, and you all know what happened. We were not able to do it. And at that time, we had not located a helicopter pilot who was willing to take us in and then take us back out. But we have no doubt that we would have found one had we had the time, if they had not done the damage that they did. Now, I don't know if the federal forces actually started the fire themselves intentionally, or if, as the people inside stated, the ones that escaped alive, stated that the tank, when it went through the front door, tipped over a hurricane lantern and started the fire by that method. But we do know one thing, ladies and gentlemen, the people inside did not commit suicide, although the government is attempting by every means that they have available to convince you otherwise. And the outcome of the upcoming congressional investigation is rigged. It's rigged right from the beginning, as you can hear, by the revelations of Senator DeConcini from Arizona, who is on that committee that will be investigating the actions of the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and the Congressional Investigating Committee. You're going to hear that right now. He's made these statements on Larry King Live, and we recorded those statements so that you can hear that the investigation is not going to be objective or fair, and the conclusion of the investigation has already been decided upon.
The Judiciary Committee and the Appropriations Committee, we already held hearings April 2nd on alcohol, tobacco, and firearms actions, and we had a very 2.5-hour conference there, and we'll ask a lot of tough questions.
Well, you heard, folks, that they've already had the investigation into the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. The investigation had lasted exactly 2.5 hours. He said he termed it a conference and said that they ask a lot of tough questions. Well, folks, that sounds to me like a joke, and I hope it sounds to you like a joke.
When you're dealing with someone who I believe firmly had mental problems, was a madman, unless he really was a designee of the divinity of some nature, and I don't believe he was crazy. This is not a suicide, this is murder. And David Koresh and his gang committed murder by putting them in that kind of a position. And what Jeff says, I don't believe will be substantiated, that the fire was started by the FBI. We have the tape that was on your program showed that as the tank knocked into the wall to set in a canister, which was not inflatable because they were putting the gas in without putting the canister in, for that reason, the fire broke out on each end. There's helicopters tapes that will come forward that I've been told, I haven't seen them yet, that show that the fire started from both ends when the tank was right here in the center. That's true. I think they had three options, really realistically. One is do nothing and continue the negotiations for 3 months, 3 years, till they starve them out. Two was to do what they did, or to use an assault effort with a squad of people like the ATF did. And they didn't want to do that because they saw what happened when the ATF went in. Four agents got killed and two or three other people got killed. So what did they do? They went in with a non-lethal gas to try to get them to come out. Gary?
David Koresh was the murderer here. David Koresh killed those kids. David Koresh set the compound on fire. David Koresh prevented those who wanted to leave from leaving. He bears responsibility for the deaths. Obviously, the president takes responsibility for the government's actions in this case, and we're going to have a complete investigation of that as well. But David Koresh is the criminal here.
That last statement, folks, was the Stephanopoulos from the president's office, to be fair to Senator DeConcini. All the previous statements were by DeConcini, and you're going to have a few more here, so just listen, and if you have ears and can hear and you have a brain and can think, you'll know that there's not going to be any real investigation. It's already been determined beforehand, and the president made this statement on April the 22nd, 1993. Quote, "If anyone is thinking of joining a cult, or if you are a member of a cult, take this as a warning," unquote. Folks, you better listen close, because you're next. Because the definition of a cult, according to the United States government, could be anybody, any church, any organization, any group which they consider to be politically incorrect. And that's the real definition, according to the liberal international socialist communist regime that's controlling this country right now. The only thing that's going to determine whether you are attacked by the government or not is whether or not you are politically correct. So stay tuned.
Do you have any direct information, Senator? If not, how are you going to serve on a committee that is supposed to be unbiased when you already have a decision about who was right or wrong?
Dick, my point is that our committee is going to oversee. We're going to ask those tough questions. If you want to come, I will do what I can to get you as a witness. But what's important is for the government to have a chance to explain their case, to just show you some of the things that your clients were doing with these kind of grenades. 50 of them, between 40 and 50 of them, one of your clients came out with one of them on the belt. These things are against the law. This is the kind of questions that have to be answered from the defense side. The kind of gun that you had in there was a 50 caliber machine gun, an automatic machine gun, put up against a police gun. This bullet is about 1/8 the size. Now, those are the kind of questions that I think have to be answered from the standpoint of the defense. Maybe you got a good defense, and that's our system. But the Congress is going to look into this as clear as we can, and the FBI is going to have to answer any tough questions, and so are you. But you are your clients if, in fact, they...
Well, I think you get the message, folks. The decision, the outcome of the congressional investigation has already been determined. As our investigation shows, if there were 50 caliber machine guns in there, they were not used. There is no evidence so far that anyone had any kind of grenades or that any grenades were used by the members of the church known as Branch Davidian. And we could go a lot farther than this, but we're running out of time, folks. In fact, I don't think we have any more time. So what I want to do is just quickly describe to you a little bit of the atmosphere out there. There's a hill where people, the sightseers, the macabre, the people that want to see where the evil Jesus met his death, they come and look through binoculars. There are people up there selling T-shirts and buttons and all kinds of things, and they're just really making a mint off of it, which really there's nothing wrong with that. But their attitude is they profess that Koresh and the Branch Davidian was a terrible, terrible thing, that they all deserve to die. And it's a carnival atmosphere. It's terrible. It's a disgrace. It's despicable. And the rest of the world, I know, are just shaking their heads at these stupid Americans. And you know what? As I look around Waco, Texas, and look around that hill, and as I see the BATF agents strutting back and forth, and the FBI with their haughty attitude, and listen to them when they're drinking and eating, and I'll tell you something. We need to be ashamed. We are stupid. And if we don't do something now, we're going to get exactly what we deserve as a whole people. We're going to be slaves in the New World Order. Do yourselves a favor, folks. Right now, call Swiss America Trading. Swiss America Trading. I want you to stand behind them, because if it was not for Swiss America Trading, you would not be listening to this show right now. You've heard me inform you about the trouble this country is in, both politically and financially, and the time to act is now. Call the experts at Swiss America Trading at 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646, and have them show you how you can protect yourself. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. 800-289-2646 and mention my name, William Cooper, for a free newsletter on protecting your future. Call now. By protecting your future, you're keeping the future of this program and freedom for the world alive. Call today, 1-800-289-2646. Good night, folks, and God bless you all.
Freedom of music!
Freedom at all, this part of the music and the national hall, this burn every culture on government wall.
Sick, the crowd and the laser beams, I can see in the eyes of the hell about too. The bed, the bureau, and the hard ass blue are breaking it down on the bad brother crew.
A human being, person with a body of a man.
A real blood person that you can't command.
Not a clone like you from robotic school.
We live in the city and we know the rules.